Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Currently we're reading the chapter Babu Tahreem al-Ghibati wal-Amri bi-Hifz al-Lisani, the chapter on the prohibition of backbiting and the command to safeguard the tongue. And we explain how careful a person should be that he doesn't misuse his tongue. In Urdu there's a nice saying, Pehle tolo, phir bolo. At first, weigh the situation. Give it a lot of thought. Weigh it means that give it a lot of thought, understand what will be the end result, what will be the consequences of our speech. After a person analyzes, then only a person. In other words, he's not just speaking randomly, he's not just speaking anything. In today's times, especially, you'll get many people that like to just amuse other people. They like to just entertain the crowd, or entertain the people that are around them. And sometimes you get stand-up comedians, and their whole objective is to try and impress those around them, not thinking that what I'm saying, is it correct, is it incorrect, is it now making a mockery of Islam, is it now by me trying to impress and thrilling people, am I saying something against the deen? And sometimes a person ends up saying something that takes him completely out of the fold of Islam, and he doesn't even realize it. Why? Because he's just very free with the tongue. He's not careful of what he is saying. So this is also part of our deen. When a person is walking on a slippery surface, for example, if the tiles are wet, it's just been mopped or washed, and now a person is very careful, I mustn't slip on these tiles, if I slip I'll get hurt. So like that, a person in deen is always careful, he's always watching, that I mustn't slip and I mustn't fall as far as my deen is concerned. So therefore one very, very important part of deen is the tongue. So today's hadith we learn how important it is to take care of the tongue. عن سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من يضمن لي ما بين لحييه وما بين رجليه أضمن له الجنة متفق عليه. هذا سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه narrates رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, one who gives me the guarantee that he will safeguard what is between his jaws, that is his tongue, and what is between his thighs, I will guarantee him paradise. This is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif and Musnad Ahmad. So one who gives me, Rasulullah Sallam saying, one who gives me the guarantee that he will safeguard what is between his jaws and what is between his thighs, I will guarantee him paradise. Who's giving the guarantee? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Two simple things. Guarantee not that we will not misuse the tongue. We'll be careful of what we speak. We'll be very, very careful of what we speak. The person is careful of the use of his private parts. In other words, he doesn't go towards zina. He doesn't go to anything that leads towards zina. He doesn't lose his chastity. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, you give me guarantee. In other words, you'll take care of this. I give you guarantee of Jannah. Who's telling us this? This is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now this is not something that is small. For Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say something like this shows us what a great thing it is to take care of these two things, because these generally are things that people slip into, people misuse, and because of this they end up going into Jahannam. The person protects this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, I guarantee you Jannah. Next hadith an Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, annahu sami'a an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, innal abda layatakallamu bil kalimati ma yatabayyanu fiha yazillu biha ila an-nar أبعد مما بين المشرق والمغرب متفق عليه. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that a servant utters a word without pondering over its seriousness. So a person says a word without contemplating, without thinking that what is the impact of my words. So he doesn't ponder over its seriousness, and in doing so he slips. Nabi was saying this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, and in doing so, in uttering this word, this person slips into the fire of Jahannam to a depth that is greater than the distance between the east and the west. So far down into Jahannam this person will go. Why? Because of one word that he spoke, he did not ponder that what is the effect, what is the impact of this word that I am saying. So therefore it is necessary for a believer to always control his tongue. He should not allow it to He should not allow himself to speak freely. Often a single word uttered mockingly at an aspect of Islam is sufficient to land a person in the fire of Jahannam without him even realizing it. A person should therefore ponder before uttering anything. This may prove difficult initially, but with practice, this becomes very, very easy. And a person will always think before speaking. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. This tongue is a very great gift from the side of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We can use it to get our jannat, or we can actually use it to end up in the fire of Jahannam, like how today's hadith is saying. Just one word a person is saying without pondering over it seriously. In the COVID time, there was one jamaat that was giving karguzari. So there was a boy that mentioned his incident, that he was trying to explain to his sister about Jannah, about Jahannam. Now, you know, it must know that people now, with all the secular education, this looks like something very distant. This is a far-fetched thing, the concept of Jannah, concept of Jahannam. It's something that seems far-fetched with the secular education. Why? Because the whole focus is the dunya, the whole focus is the things of this world, Jannah, Qabr, and all that seems very, very far. So this boy was trying to explain to his sister about Jannah and Jahannam. And if we have to pass away in this COVID, then Allah Ta'ala inshallah will take us to Jannah. So there is nothing that we must fear. We shouldn't be frightened. Allah has made it such that if we pass away, we'll go. Jannah is waiting for us. So he was just trying to give some type of condolence to his sister. And what reply she gave? She said, I hope for your sake there is such a thing as Jannah and Jahannam. Muslim girl is saying this. I hope for your sake there is such a thing as Jannah, because you're believing in these things. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Sometimes these words come out of the mouth, we don't even realize it's taking us to kufr by us denying a significant aspect of deen. What will happen to our iman? So therefore the tongue is something a person has to be very, very careful. That's why Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi had brought that usul in the beginning, that the person, when he speaks, he must only speak good. If it is a possibility of good and evil, the better thing, the sunnah there, is don't speak. And obviously where there is only evil, the person stays away from it completely. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.